2 weeks from now.
Yeah. Jim and I will compare notes, and we'll get that thrown together.
Well, if you have it for the next meeting, then I'll see you at the next meeting.
Okay.
Get it?
One other question when we're on roads.
Yes.
How bad is that spot out by Barnes's Farm where there's some road breaking up kind of right in the middle where the seams are coming together? There was an area that I noticed coming back and forth from town in the last couple of days that...
On the concrete
heading out of town to the east. Seemed like there was an area there that was...
There's a hole.
A hole.
Yeah.
Is that something that we can patch or cold something patch that needs to be cut out there and filled?
We'll cold patch it.
Once we get a little bit out of the rainy season, we're planning to take the one-ton truck up there and get a load of from Moscow and hit all the streets with it. So
will that hold that concrete together?
It'll hold it together. Yeah. You know, I mean,
his stuff will do a good job.
Okay.
Tamp it in there real good, and it should hold in there fairly well.
While we're on roads, maybe that would be a good thing before next meeting is get a list of all the patch areas that you're kind of thinking. And I've had a couple of people reach out with a couple of them, but
yeah, no, we
get them all covered at one time and be dealt with it.
Not a problem.
Well, that takes care of item number 7 and number 8. Until we get information back from you. With that, Mr. Janicek, you'll be free to go.
Okay, great.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Next item is item number 9, Building Commissioner Report. You have that in front of you. Jim, you got any additions or corrections to the Building Commissioner Report?
No.
Any questions for Jim about the Building Commissioner Report? Okay. Next item is Home Occupation Permit, reference First Call Bakery, LLC.
Where's this at?
Lamphere and Sane.
Yeah.
Did inspection and she passes.
She did this last year too, did she?
No.
Negative.
So this is this?
Brand new.
Okay.
There's two other ones we're trying to contact.
Okay.
So that's people coming to her house to pick it up, right?
Yep.
Is she putting out a stand?
No.
It's just by order?
No, they just order it and then she would text them when it's available. And didn't she say she would even run it out to the car?
She runs it out to the car. Nobody comes in the house.
Nobody would actually come in.
There was some confusion about the whole process because they thought they didn't need a home occupation permit.
Okay, because okay. I was going to say I thought I'd seen somebody down there.
They contacted me about the home occupation permit. I told them they needed to contact City Hall and get the rules and regulations. Well, when they first came into City Hall, it was going to be a delivery service. They were going to deliver it. There was going to be no traffic there. Then there was a posting put out on social media with a name and address and phone number to contact to come and pick up your bakery items, which then threw the red flag on, well, that's no different than what
right. The
other two businesses down there are doing. So, and then you need a home occupation permit. So after a lengthy, partially negative conversation with the subject, it was determined that, yep, they gotta have a home occupation permit with an inspection and, you know, Board of Health certificates and so forth, which I think they've done all that now, correct?
Yeah, they're good to go.
So now it's up to the council to determine whether or not you want to issue that home occupation permit.
So all these, I don't know a whole bunch about this home occupation thing. So like these other towns, what does everybody else, at what point does this get to, if somebody's got like a Facebook like store or something and they're just buying and selling stuff on Facebook?
That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's where the rules
come in and get lopsided, because originally the statement was made that the bakery items were going to be processed and delivered. Okay, which was meant she didn't have to have a home occupation permit. Then all of a sudden it was for pickup at certain places, which meant, okay, even if she is running or he whoever is running the items to the vehicle, they're still having traffic at their residence, which means they have a home occupation.
So according to doing this, what kind of insurance, like, what kind of fallback do you get from the city? Like, with that inspection, and say Jim misses a bad step at one of the houses and somebody falls on that step. Now, does that fall back on them?
That falls back on their liability insurance, correct.
So,
that's just like by the city, insurance that cover it.
Right. So the city has no liability on what he's inspected already and can come back on.
Same way with the Board of Health. When the Board of Health comes in and does their inspection, they will deem it to be health conscious.
Well, he does rental inspections too.
Right.
I had a photography business in my other house, and I had insurance to wear because I had them coming in and out for the studio.
Did you have a city occupancy?
Yep.
Now, have we had complaints about any of these businesses from other neighbors?
It says in the code that if we do, if a nuisance becomes a nuisance, the next time that we do this, we have to send notice to people within 300 feet, and they have to pay for the notification.
Okay, but so far, have we had any problems?
No. No.
And then we also can get the revenues if they're doing their proper channels, they're paying taxes, and mm-hmm. the city gets...
Yep, they are.
I know what you get away with, but
I don't throw nothing out of the house.
Oh, my gosh. Does that feel good?
Yeah. Well, I think, I don't know.
I don't have a problem with it. Just, I mean, if somebody's trying to make a buck and the city can get a little reward for it and they're not harassing their neighbors, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah. I don't either.
I don't feel a problem.
I'll make a motion to accept it.
To approve their home occupation permit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Approve.
One second.
Jim did the inspection.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
And Smith.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
And next item is Public Works. Public Works report, item number 11. Any questions about the report? Okay. Next item is status of Dolan Drive and Daniel Court project.
They got the underground done from the lower scene all the way up to Dolan. They're putting the basin on the south side of the street and then moving over to the north side. So it's moving along nicely. They got the corner of the sidewalk, the handicapped sidewalk, and the corner area torn out, re-poured, and tipped. And the last rain, there was not a drop of standing water. So
Turned
out very good.
Questions? Next item is item number 13, purchase of mower, reference the bids.
So, replacing the oldest mower we got.
Is that the one on this?
Yep.
Okay.
Little backstory on that mower is that's the one that
went through everything.
Yeah.
That's the one that the hydraulics got burned up in, and then we drained it out to try to get it by.
That's a good.
If you remember
that.
Fantastic, as a matter of fact.
It's had a rough ride. So replacing that mower, and also it doesn't have the nice MyRide system on it, which it's all the mowing we do is very bumpy and hard on the body. So, bids from, was it Rusco and which is the Davenport store, they bought out the store that we bought the other mowers from. And when we got bids, when we bought the other mowers and them, they weren't too friendly with us. Anyways, so now they bid again. They actually won the bid by $80.
That's another one.
However, Muscatine
Powers bids.
Okay. $80 higher, but much more service friendly and that. So today I went down and talked to him and just looked over the shop and all that. And he also submitted a bid on this Ferris. And the Ferris seems to be a little heavier duty mower. It's got fuel injection, but it's not carbureted. It's bigger fuel tanks, and it's got the four-wheel suspension, and it's also got the nice glide seat on it. And for like $420 more. So both mowers are a good mower. I'd be happy with either one.
So your trade-in's actually a little bit less from Russell, but the mower was.
What's that?
The trade-in's less from Rusko. Russell or
Rusko, but they somehow got the price discount. The price a little bit less. But they're within $80 between the two places for the Toro.
Yes.
So is the Z-Force a Toro as well?
What's that?
The Z-Force from Russo, is that a Toro?
Yeah, yes. Same. They're both the same one.
The only one that has a
Ferris is this one here. The Ferris was $400 more, or $400 and change more. But
is that a...
Skyler, don't you? Do you have a Ferris?
I do have a Ferris, and I've had all of them, and I think hands down, I mean, if you were mowing a golf course, I would say that Toro's probably got just a little bit better cut on it. But for all the hills and ditches and the suspension on these Ferrises, I would go hands down with these. And dealing with Muscatine, they've been awesome. Just throw it out there.
And that's what I was also, family. I would like to go with Muscatine. He's so personable and opposed to,
That's a heavy duty one with all the.
He got the Ferris one.
This is okay. This is by far the heaviest duty roller, and it's the best bang for the buck. But this will hold the hills, and it's a heavier duty mower. And it's independent.
This is what shocked me, is what they're giving us for that old one. That's a piece of crap.
Yeah, go ahead.
Budget-wise, if we can swing it before the end of the budget year and there's enough money in there, then we could make the purchase before July 1st. But if it's not looking good, then we'll make the purchase after July 1st.
As long as we can lock them in at that number.
Also, the Toro.
Oh, that's true.
He has to order that in, and I actually sat on the Ferris today. So.
You liked it, huh?
That was pretty nice.
I wonder if maybe if we decide to go that route.
We can do it.
Then you could... Well, you could probably go down and talk to them and say, hey, if we are going to buy this, you know, we don't know if it's going to be July or now, either way we're buying it. I'm sure the guy would work with you and have it sit there for you.
We'll just make it work in this budget. I just won't let you buy anything else.
What's that?
Just don't break nothing else.
No overtime, no.
You see what's next?
Donate some of your vacation time back.
Thank you.
Just saying.
I don't know. I mean, but we need to.
Right. We can do it this
time. We got to do it. It's time. So I guess the question would be Ferris or the Toro.
I mean,
you guys are the ones that have to sit on them all day. You know what I mean? So you need something that's going to be comfortable for you guys.
He definitely said he still praised the Toro, but he said the Ferris would definitely handle the hills better.
Most of what you guys are mowing is
hills.
Some pretty steep hills.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Ferris is built better.
It's a little safety.
Ferris is heavier
built. Yeah.
All I'm hearing is Ferris, and I know all I'm hearing is Ferris.
What's that?
All I'm hearing is Ferris. Do it.
Do it.
Are you making that a motion?
Somebody to say.